office workers are more satisfied in their jobs than non-office workers. There's people who don't have desks to sit down behind. Skills Consulting Group has surveyed around 1,600 workers and human resources managers and finds the least satisfied are health workers, teachers, retail workers and tradespeople. Those non-office workers have a well-being score of 59%. That compares with 65% for office workers. The Skills Consulting Group General Manager, Jane Kennedy, says the data suggests people in non-office jobs feel forgotten and that their employers don't care about their well-being.
I think it's really important to note that well-being is a really important predictor around productivity, organisations achieving their business goals. So it's not just some airy-fairy notion, but it's actually really anchored very clearly in financial success. So when we hear that there's a sector of the market that's kind of feeling like they've been overlooked, it's time for us to take note and actually decide that we want to make sure that something can be done about that.
That's Jane Kennedy from Skills Consulting Group. She says it doesn't take too much to actually make workers feel valued.